God. That's called a hiding place. When he says that you will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Come on now, that's that secret place. You know, when a place is secret, that means don't everybody know about it. Did you hear that? A secret place means that everybody don't know about it. Because if everybody knew about it, it wouldn't be a secret. So it said that he who dwells in that secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Some people don't know that God can cover them like that. Some people don't know where their protection lies. Some people are depending on other things because they don't know about that secret place. Now, it's not like we ain't trying to tell everybody. That's what the gospel is. But see, you don't say that when you tell them about Jesus. They don't know he's a secret place. So when you say, do you know Jesus? They say, Jesus? Jesus? No, they don't know Jesus. But if they knew he was that secret place and that hiding place and that they get all these gifts and blessings and protection to come from him, boy, people be running to Jesus. They'd be running to Jesus like a blue light special at Target, just running. Like there was a sale. Man, that's powerful stuff. That little verse, you are my hiding place and my shield. Lord, I hope in your word. My hope is in you. My hope is in your word because you are the word. My hope is in you. That verse speaks volumes. If you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Now going back to Isaiah 54:17, see, we as human beings, we're not physically invincible against attacks, are we? I know some tough folks, I said that. I thought I was tough at one time. I got tough skin. I got calluses and things like that. But I'm not so tough against spiritual attacks. I am not tough against things like that. After all of us, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You can be the Rock. Or who else is tough these days that we consider tough? That's it? No more? I guess the Rock got it, but let me just say, you can be a big rock. You can be a boulder. But it doesn't matter when it comes to spiritual attacks. That's what I'm saying. Okay? The Rock goes through some things, too. You know that. I've seen some tough men. I told you, Mr. T lived down the street from me when I was younger in Chicago. And he was tough. Mr. T was tough at 16, 17. He wasn't no joke. Anybody wear a mohawk in Chicago at that age, you better leave him alone. So he was tough. But I'm saying, we're still just flesh and blood. We're just flesh and blood. We're not superhuman. Uh-uh. We're not superhuman. We're not superheroes. But guess what? We serve a supernatural God. That's what we have to understand. See? We don't have to be all that in a bag of chips. Jesus is all that and more. You see, that's the thing about it. We don't have to be that. The world will have you thinking you got to be something special. The world will have you thinking you got to be the biggest, the strongest, the fastest. They'll pay you big money for doing those things. But when it all comes down to it, you're just flesh and blood. The world will think you need to make all that money. Put you in politics, put you in the government. They'll put you in Forbes 500 magazine. Who is Forbes anyway? I always wondered about that. Whose magazine is it that we're trying to get in? Okay? But the point is, you're still just dust. We're still just flesh and blood. When it comes to demons, we can't do a thing about it. Okay? And that's what we need to understand. So we're humans dealing with supernatural beings, but we have a supernatural God to protect us from any and all weapons that the enemy might even think to send your way. They got to go through him. They've got to go through the Lord. But let me give you an example from the Bible that demonstrates how the Lord works in the lives of his people. You all going to love this because I love it. You all probably heard it before. You know, you can only tell the Bible so many ways, so many times. But there might be somebody listening who hasn't heard it. So let's do it again. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3. Pastor, sister, Annalisa, could you, wife, let me throw that in there. Let me, can
don't
you
forget
read?
About don't friend. Forget,
friend, wife, wifely friend, friendly wife. Can you read verses 23 to 25 for us, please?
Daniel, chapter 3, verses 23, 25.
Yes, ma'am.
And it says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
I love that scripture. I love it. We couldn't go through all of it, but you know what happened. They denied bowing to the king's idol. The punishment was to be burned in the fiery furnace. And so he gave them Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. So he gave them the option, and they said, no need to talk to us. We're not going to bow. And they said, because we know our God can save us. Mm-hmm. Said, but even if he doesn't, even if he doesn't, we won't do it. And so he threw them in the fiery furnace, and this is the culmination of it. It said he was astonished. And as he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. He said, but look, I see four men loose. We put in three, I see four. If he put in three and he's seeing four, somebody showed up. Somebody else showed up. That's how I see that. That just hit me. I'm looking at it myself. If somebody else showed, my math is average, but 3 plus 1, 4. So one person, one somebody showed up. I say it really was six people there, because that one was 3 and 1. But that's one, that three works as one. So 3 and 1, four people, one showed up and said, now I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. They're not limping. They're not smoking. They don't smell like barbecue. Yet they're in the fire. He said, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Is this Old Testament or not? What do you know about the Son of God? Huh? What do you know about Jesus? That's who I know, the Son of God. What Nebuchadnezzar know about Jesus? Shall the Holy Spirit say, I can do it all. I can do it all. I can show up. I can make this man see what I need him to see, and he's going to know who I am. This is who we're with you all. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. It just hit me about that. We're not supermen. We're not superheroes. These men here were not supermen. They were young boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were young men, I'd say. They were just flesh and blood, just like us. But like I said, guess who isn't flesh and blood? Guess who's more than flesh and blood? Now, I'll tell you who. The one that created flesh and blood. That's who, and that's Jesus. He's more. You don't have to be anything special. From the oldest to the youngest, from the most capable, physically gifted or educated person to the one who has nothing and knows nothing, Jesus will stand in for you. Jesus will make it all right for you.
Amen. The Lord will make a way where there seems to be no way. God is our maker. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to sow a financial seed and have the desire and the means to do so, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website where giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook or Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.